Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. Following more than 3 hours of discussion and hearing dozens of public speakers, the Board of Supervisors voted to approve a letter to be sent to the North Coast Railroad Authority, urging them to form a committee to look into a proposal to create trails along unused rail lines around Humboldt Bay. Citing the physical deterioration of the existing rail lines and a lack of use, trail backers and the supervisors want to explore the trail project, which could lead to bike and hiking trails between Eureka and Arcata along the 101 corridor. Supporters of reviving freight railroad service in the future argued against using the rail lines for trails, but supporters of the trails plan call for rail banking the corridor around the bay and the operation of a tourist train until such time as the railroad converts the line back into use. The supervisors are asking the NCRA to take the lead in forming a committee comprised of stakeholders with interest both in the trail plan and future rail use plans. Sheriff's detectives have had their hands full this week. They are currently investigating a melee that occurred Sunday night in Lolita, in which at least 5 people suffered stab wounds at a party. And on Monday night, detectives were called out to Fickle Hill to investigate a shooting at a residence on Fickle Hill Road. An apparently heavily drunken man entered a home and awoke the residents, who then ordered the man out, but he refused. The male resident then enlisted the help of a neighbor, who armed himself with a shotgun. When the male resident and neighbor went back inside to confront the intruder, they alleged the man lunged at them, and then the neighbor shot the man in the abdomen, causing serious injury. The intruder was treated and remains in critical condition. No arrests have been made as of yet, and the case will be referred to the DA's office for review. Eureka police received a report of a carjacking just before noon yesterday. The victim was unloading his 6-month-old child from the vehicle when the suspect, later identified as 38-year-old Eli Aubrey, stepped toward him and demanded the keys to the car. Fearing for the safety of himself and the child, the victim turned over the keys. Aubrey then led Eureka police and CHP officers on a high-speed chase through Eureka, across the Slough Bridge, and onto Highway 101 northbound. Aubrey reached speeds over 100 miles per hour while fleeing, and as he turned onto Highway 299 East, the CHP was prepared. They had laid down a spike strip in the roadway, and when Aubrey sped over it, it deflated the tires on the stolen vehicle. Aubrey was apprehended, identified by the victim at the scene, and then booked into county jail on numerous charges, including felony evasion, DUI, resisting arrest, and hit and run, after he clipped another car merging onto 299. Debbie Ludke has served with the County Department of Child Support Services since 2000, and now the work she does on behalf of children in Humboldt County has been recognized nationally. Ludke has been honored as the Outstanding Individual of the Year by the National Child Support Organization. They cite the contributions Ludke has made for child support enforcement and her efforts improving the lives of children throughout her casework. Ludke was nominated for the award by Assistant Director Lisa Dugan, who notes Ludke's versatility in a time of severe budget cutbacks and her willingness to take on tasks throughout the department. Ludke will receive her award at a ceremony in August in Denver, Colorado. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer CeCe Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Eureka Police Officer Drake Goodale has been honored by Mothers Against Drunk Driving for his work in arresting suspected drunken drivers. Goodale was given the Mad Hero Award at a ceremony in Sacramento earlier this month. Mad honored Goodale because he arrested 69 of the 366 drivers suspected of driving under the influence in 2011. The Eureka Police Department will conduct a driver's license and sobriety checkpoint on Friday night. Traffic Officer Gary Whitmer said that in the past 3 years, DUI-related traffic collisions have taken 5 lives and resulted in 41 injuries. And just this year, Eureka officers have responded to 24 DUI-related collisions that resulted in 18 injuries and 2 deaths. Statistics from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration point out that DUI checkpoints are an effective tool in removing impaired drivers from the road, and yield considerable cost savings while also help keeping down the number of fatalities and injuries caused in DUI-related collisions. There's no word yet if Officer Goodale will be on duty at the checkpoint, but make sure if he is, you've got a designated driver. And that's the North Coast News on this Wednesday evening. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.